Welcome to The Point for March 4th. I'm Lauren Dazensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. One of the criminal investigations into the actions of former President Donald Trump is coming to a head this week. Back in February, a prosecutor in Fulton County, Georgia, opened a criminal investigation into then-President Trump for his attempts to influence the administration of the 2020 Georgia general election. This week, a grand jury is convening, giving Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis her first shot at seeking subpoenas for records and interviews. Willis made her investigative intentions clear with a round of letters to Georgia state officials in February, asking them to preserve documents relevant to election interference as she investigated potential state crimes, including the solicitation of election fraud, conspiracy, and racketeering. This investigation all started from that now infamous call in which Trump pushed Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find him enough votes to win the state. In that 62-minute call, Trump lambasted his fellow Republican for refusing to falsely say that Trump won the election in Georgia and repeatedly touted baseless claims of election fraud. Trump's request during that call came after 18 attempted calls from the White House to Georgia's Secretary of State's office between the election and the January 2nd phone call, according to a Georgia state official. There's even more continued fallout from the conspiracies around Trump and the continuation of the big lie about Biden's election victory. Some conspiracy theorists believe that March 4th, today, is the date Trump will be inaugurated, returning him to the presidency. That obviously is not going to happen. But in light of the violence during the January 6th insurrection and the ongoing security risks, the House of Representatives even changed its voting schedule. Congress decided to hold a vote on a police reform bill Wednesday night rather than Thursday as planned. So let's get to the point. There are real repercussions for Donald Trump's big lie about the 2020 election, including a criminal investigation in Georgia and a major security threat at the U.S. Capitol. And that is The Point for March 4th, 2021. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on Google Home or Amazon Echo. Or subscribe on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.